are going into very rough waters for the month of June in the Tao. You're going to have to be very open-minded. You're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to allow what offends you to be put aside for the sake of the awakening. I'm going to use two different translations. The reason for this is that they offer insight to people at different places in their life. So you're again going to have to be patient. I'm going to be going back and forth with these in order to help you understand. This understanding will be deeply important. It will help you become aware of where you are, why you are in this world, what it means to be in this world, how you got yourself here. It is very, very important to understand something here. The world you live in is the world you and I brought ourselves to. We did this through many lifetimes of indifference. So we miss. We brought ourselves into this world. Let me read to you from the Tao, number 5, in one translation from Jane English. Heaven and earth are ruthless. They see the 10,000 things as dummies. The wise are ruthless. They see people as dummies. Then, in another translation, heaven and earth are not kind. They regard all things as offerings. The sage is not kind. He regards people as offerings. Both paragraphs say the same thing. Heaven and earth are ruthless. They are unkind. Why? Because it isn't personal. Our lives here on earth are not personal. It isn't a personal thing. It is where I belong in my life, the lane I live in this world that I have brought myself to through karma and my own level of spiritual indifference, which makes me a dummy. Wise people are ruthless. The sage is not kind. In other words, he understands where people are, how foolish and stupid we really are. Our stupidity comes in our willfulness, and I'll get into this later on in the discourses. It is our stubborn willfulness to think of ourselves the way we want to think of ourselves and not become aware of what is really going on within us. Heaven and earth are ruthless. In other words, for people who are willful, who are dummies, who want power over other people, who are ruthless, they find that life is ruthless. They are their life. It must be understood here. You and I are our life. Life is not separate from what is going on within me. It is not separate. It is not something that comes at you and then gives you experiences, deposited, you know, all sorts of different situations and conditions. It doesn't work like that. And this is really, really very important. Heaven and earth are ruthless. Heaven and earth are not kind. In other words, I get what Gregory Edward is. I get him. And he translates my life into a livingness that I think I am living or I'm facing, that has nothing to do with the whole idea of right and wrong, good and bad. Gregory is a dummy. And he belongs to a society that is stupid. Now, I don't think it has ever been more evident than in the last, five years, how stupid society is. So I'm going to read you a story that encapsulates everything. It encapsulates the whole attitude of stupid in our society and how we are. Once upon a time, there was a pig who spoke 8 languages and did sculpture and pieces of wood and rusted metal. He found these elements on his travels, and one day he was out in the woods working on a new installation piece, and he met a family from a small town in Tennessee. They had been walking for days. The dad saw the pig and said, "What are you doing, little piggy?" They were all quite surprised when the pig said, "Working with counterbalance forces and finding how objects work in that counterbalance." Wow. They were all looking around at the pieces for a long time, and they were truly works of art. And they looked at them for a long time. No one said anything. They were just aghast at how beautiful his art was. Finally, the dad shrugged his shoulders and he turned to his wife and said, "I don't know much about art, but one thing I like." And then they killed the pig and ate him. That's what Lhotse means by "The wise are ruthless. They see people as dummies. People are stupid." And you and I are a part of that stupid. Stupid is just not having the intellectual ability that is based in the confines of our genetic acuity to understand the value of anything. That is stupid. The value of things that go beyond the earthly realm just elude the stupid person. "Heaven and earth are not kind," Lhotse says. "They regard all things as offerings." You see, we have become the fodder of a tremendous difficulty in this society that we are in. We are fodder. We are a part of the cog of the wheels that turn, that make this society what it is today. Stupid. We have no appreciation for anything beautiful. This isn't something new. Think of Jesus in his day, how beautiful he was, how magnificent his teachings, and how deeply important those teachings are for all of us. Look at Buddha, his magnificent work, his magnificent offering, the Eightfold Path, the Four Noble Truths, the Diamond Sutra, the Heart Sutra. Magnificent works of love. Lhotse himself with the Tao Te Ching. It's amazing what he wrote. He sat there and wrote this out. And the teachings are magnificent. They're perfect, but not in the eyes of a stupid person who sees it only as fodder. Like the father who saw the pig and how beautiful the pig was, but he went back to his primitive nature and just ate the pig, killed it and ate it. We live at the gross level. We always do. We always revert back to our violence and the gross level. The wise are ruthless. They see people as dummies. So hence, they become offerings. Offerings that mean this. In my stupidity as a man, as a Gregory Edward Penn, I am fodder. I have put myself in a position to be subservient to society and the stupidity of society. People don't want to hear the way. They don't want to hear the truth. They're not interested. They see it, they hear it, and then they kill the pig so they can eat it. They killed Jesus the same way. Buddha ran for his life. Lhotse ran from his students. The master looks at people as offerings. Offerings that, to the wise student, can look at and say, oh, oh. This is a revelation. This is an insight. This is beyond the beyond. Oh, I see what I've done. I see how other people would interpret it. I see where I came from. I learned where I lived from. Oh. Oh, I understand. I am stupid. Of course, there is a way out of all of this, as you might know. But who cares? You're hungry. You have desires, ambitions. You have your pride, which is far more important than the Tao or anything I might be teaching. So you kill the pig. You ignore the way. You desecrate your entire life by allowing your mind to touch sacred things. Now, you know this is true. You understand it. But you do it anyway, just like the father did. I'll kill the pig. I'm hungry. I don't care if he's an artist or if he's intelligent. Just kill the pig. This is the way we are. We would sacrifice the way, the light, the truth, for the sake of our biological needs. It is in all of us that we are natural born killers. We are. We make war, we make conflict, we make difficulties at all times. And any chance we have to start a problem, to make a problem, we do it. And we do it through emotional impulse. Now, all of this has been explained to us in Robert Sapolsky's work, Behave and Determined. It's been explained to us in Sapiens and Homo Deus. You know these books. If you have not read them, it would be a good idea to. Otherwise, you're just going to be fodder. You're going to be the dummy. Yes, you will operate in the world very keenly with maybe some sharp intellectual stimulus, intellectual ideas. He who has the most money seems to be the one that everybody reveres because he can survive. But that's not wisdom. And that person is as much a dummy as I am in my life as a human being. It is the humanity of us that is so stupid. We don't see how heaven and earth work. We don't see the space between heaven and earth, which is something that happens in meditation, to be able to recognize the gaps, the pauses, the spaces between our thoughts. It is there that the antidote is found. But how hard are you going to work on that? You're more interested in society politics. You think that those are the things that are going to help you survive or make you survive or allow you to survive. If you think in these terms, you're going to be stupid. But more importantly, you're going to be the fodder for other people's table. You're going to be that which comprises your life into an offering, as it were, to those who are richer or more powerful than you are. And there's always someone more powerful than ourselves. Even Jesus found this in Pontius Pilate. But it was really the will of the people, the stupid people, that chose Barabbas, a criminal, a liar, a cheater, a killer, over Jesus. They just wanted to kill him to see what was going to happen, like a lab experiment. Pontius Pilate didn't even have enough, shall we say, chutzpah, enough integrity to go, no, this man has done nothing, blah, blah, blah. No, the pigs wanted Jesus killed, and they killed him. Same thing with Socrates, a great teacher, a magnificent teacher. But they didn't like what he had to say either. So they killed him. Now, what you and I have to look at in the metaphor of this is, when you hear me teaching you things in these discourses that you don't like, that distract you from your distractions, you ignore me. And then you come back to me with questions I've already answered many, many times, but you can't remember the answers because you killed the pig inside you, the wisdom inside you. That's why Lhasa says, the sage is not kind. The wise are ruthless. I've already stated that. You have to move on. You have to see the bigger picture of society and then the world, the collective unconscious. And instead of being subservient to it, to learn to step back from it. This takes courage. This takes wisdom. This takes meditation. It's not a rebellion I'm talking about here, a social rebellion. What I'm talking about here is the awakening. Can you, are you willing to awaken past the grimace of your desires, your ambition, your pride? This pride thing is huge in people. It's huge in you. And don't think it's not. You have your pride. You want to keep face. You want to not be embarrassed by the way you live your life. You tried to find a way to fit into the sculpture of your genetic acuities and your DNA. And then you like to call it natural. It is natural to the body. But to your soul, it is a disgrace. Now, there is no way to say this in polite innuendos. So I tend to be very direct, as you probably already know. But this is important because no one's going to tell you the truth. No one is going to sit down with you as a student and say, you must understand how ruthless you are, how unkind you have been, how you have missed your entire life for the ruthlessness of desire, ambition, and pride. If you can understand what I have said to you in this discourse, it should set you in a different posture within yourself. If you could not hear what I was saying here, you will remain the same. And you will just kill and eat the pig. And that's sad. I want to meditate with you. This was a hard one. from Lhotse in the Tao. Stop your senses. Close the door. You will not be exhausted for as long as you live. Live senselessly. Let's live senselessly for a moment. Wanting nothing.